brandishing the dripping axe, Rigu Felis pounced up onto the rock platform.
Hear me! More of you will follow that one if my domain is not shortly rid of outlaws and runaways. We will scour this isle from coast to coast. We will root out these accursed otters. The rivers and streams, even the very tidal waters, shall run red with their blood. Old or young, all of them, I promise you, I will make warriors of you once more.
Whilst the wildcat had been haranguing his army, Lady Caltag had come out onto the pier. She stood looking across at Rigu Felis. Atunra and Pitsu joined her. The young cat was garbed out like a chieftain himself. He wore a steel helmet with a purple scarf streaming out behind it, a cloak of dark blue, and a breastplate set with jet stones. In one paw, he carried a small polished shield. In the other, a curved scimitar. Caltag pointed at Rigu Felis, accusingly, her voice scornful and unafraid.
"Look at the mighty wild cat. He's very good at slaying those who serve him. First my son Jifra, and now one of his own guards. Why do you not go and slay some real enemies? The outlaw they called Shellhound and his followers. Or are you afraid that they might fight back?"
Rigu Felis could not keep the sneer out of his voice.
"I am planning on seeking out my enemies right away. Why don't you go and attend to your own affairs and keep that overdressed kitten out of my way? Atunra, attend me."
Caltag stopped the pine marten as she stepped forward.
"Atunra stays here with me and Pitru. Go. We will defend the fortress against attack whilst you are out playing your games."
Inwardly, the warlord cursed himself for neglecting to think of having the fortress defended in his absence. Leaping down from the rock, he growled to Skort.
"Wheelmark, take 4 score guards and attend Lady Caltag."
Skort headed the 2 long ranks of cat guards, but on reaching the pier, he found Pitru barring his way with drawn scimitar.
"I have no need of you here, Wheelmark. Get back to your master. I'm in charge of this fortress."
Skort was taken by surprise at Pitru's haughty manner.
"You? But your father said no to this to me."
Caltag intervened, her tone cold with authority.
"I have appointed my son as commander of this fortress. You will address him by that title from now on. Now leave us."
Though Rigu Felis did not contest Caltag's words, he sneeringly called out so that all could hear.
"So, the fancy-dressed kitten is becoming a dangerous beast at last."
Before he turned to march off, the warlord exchanged a secret and meaningful glance with Atunra, his faithful lifelong aide. The pine marten blinked briefly in acknowledgement. She understood the unspoken order. To her, there could be only one lord of Green Isle and commander of the fortress, her master, Rigu Felis.
This ends Disc 3.